This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida. We're with Adam Smith. He is a business development consultant for Vans Aircraft. Big news just before the show, Adam, was the factory build RV12 is going to continue. You've got orders and capacity to sustain the line. Tell us a little bit about what you've learned in the last year.
Yeah, as I think many of your listeners will be aware, the Vans RV12 project has been coming to life slowly and steadily. I think that's the Vans way, is not to necessarily put a whole bunch of marketing hoopla into things. It's find our way, find out how to build an aeroplane to a really high quality standard, make sure we're exceeding customer expectations, and So the journey over the last year, I think, has been to go through that process and to figure out how to get the airplanes built. As you know, Vans has become the greatest kit manufacturer in the history of aviation, but has never built a factory built airplane before. So that requires a whole new set of processes and a whole new way of doing things. So I think the journey over the last year for the company has been to discover all that, and it's been, I think, very successful. And I think probably entering a new phase now, which is, okay, now you've been through that journey of discovery and figured out how to do it, let's see if we can't increase the production and get more of them out there. So the production facility over the Christmas period actually moved to a larger, a much larger space, probably three times as big as the previous one, and that probably gives you some indication of how successful the program's going at the moment. The interest in the aircraft is enormous. There seems to be a big pent-up demand for a factory-delivered Vans aeroplane. And so we're here at Sebring really for the first time with the SLSA, and had a great time today, you know, answering lots of questions, and look forward to the next few days.
How many aeroplanes have you sold? What's the backlog, and how many are you going to build this year?
I think we are currently making number 23. So that tells you that I think there have been two batches of 12 have been put on sale. And so the first batch, I think, ended up being like actually 14 aeroplanes when it all came to fruition. So those have been built and delivered, working the way through the second batch now. And I think we're now moving into a phase where we're not doing them in batches of 12 anymore. I think that was a very useful thing to do to get the program started up. But we're now looking at it perhaps more in terms of a traditional order book and looking at out over a period of time. So what we decided to do was to open an order book until the end of July this year, and that gives us, I think, probably about 15 to 20 slots that we can put on sale. So production is sold out through early April, but is we've got production slots available now all the way from April to the end of July.
Okay, what are the customer comments on the airplane?
It's been fun today, actually. One of my jobs has been just escort people over for demo flights in the RV12, and the most fun part is greeting them after the flight. And of course, we're not just talking about the SLSA today. We're also talking to a lot of people who are interested in building a kit aeroplane as well. But universally, everyone's coming off these flights, and they just love the experience of flying the aeroplane. I think the team that designed the aeroplane and brought it to life wanted this to be a true Vans aircraft. So, you know, known for really outstanding handling qualities. And everybody that's come down from the flights today has just been effusive in their sort of praise. It's actually a pretty gusty day. And, you know, some of the folks that have flown several light sport aircraft have commented that, you know, that some of the LSAs, on a day like today, you're going to get kicked around a lot and it might not be a fun experience. But I think this aeroplane sort of punches above its weight, if that makes sense, in the way it flies, and so lots of positive comments about that. This is the first time we've had the factory paint on display down here, and that's something we're really proud of, not just the colours that we've chosen and the design, but just the quality of the paint scheme, we think, is a big selling point. Lots of positive comments about that. And in fact, the comments about the fit and finish of the aeroplane have been extremely positive. We've worked really hard to try and exceed everyone's expectations. The standard that we've set and the production facility is, we want every aeroplane to roll out, you know, to an award-winning standard. So we've had lots of compliments about just the quality of the build, and that's actually very rewarding to hear those comments.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.